Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Dr. Judith Glaser back on the show. Judith is an 11-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Benchmark Communications, chairman of the Creating We Institute, author of so many books, 42 Rules for Creating We, The DNA of Leadership, Conversational Intelligence, which is absolutely one of the most important books that I've seen in a long time. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Judith, welcome back.
I'm so thrilled to be here. Hearing your voice.
You too. Excited. Always a pleasure to have you here. Okay, so conversational intelligence. I love it when you tell us what that means.
So many people know about just intellectual intelligence. We all have it. And emotional intelligence, we all have it.
IQ and EQ.
IQ and EQ, but this is CIQ. And I've spent 35 years working and researching on how the brain works and what happens when human beings connect in healthy ways. And when it's healthy, we connect, we learn how to navigate with others, and we grow with others, and we grow and extend our life. The quality of our conversations are as important as vitamins.
So why isn't conversational intelligence, let me back up a minute. Hasn't conversational intelligence been sort of innate and over the history of mankind, where haven't we really been able to do this for a long time, and are we now sort of regressing a little bit? What do you think?
Well,
on the evolutionary continuum of conversational intelligence, what do you think we are?
We've gone back maybe 500, 700, 1,000 years.
Wow.
As an organizational anthropologist, when I study cultures, there are cultures that did it better 6,000 years ago. I was there researching them in Czechoslovakia.
You remember that. You remember back then, right? Is that what you're saying?
But you know, some people believe it's a theory. Some people believe that we get reborn.
I couldn't get away with a lot of ladies doing that, folks. But Judith knows. She loves me anyway. Go ahead, Judith.
No, I do love you, but you got to hear this. If you go back in time and you see there's certain patterns that get recreated because we are humans, and we go through this tribal stage where the head of the tribe is the one that takes over. Their voice is the only one that counts. That's inscribed in how our DNA is remembering history, and we don't forget it. We get it. We adopt it. But then we have to go in and take us to the next level, and this is our time to address that. Globally, we now have the technology.
It's urgent now, isn't it?
It's beyond urgent.
This conversational, what Judith's working on, and this conversational understanding, conversational intelligence, something that I think, see Judith, this is one of my issues right now is the fact that we haven't for a long, long time, maybe ever, we've evolved into our ethics for 10,000 years to the point where we don't really think about it anymore. We just are. We just do. See what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like breathing. It's like oxygen. Ethics are like a utility. We know it's there. We use it when we need it. And we don't even really have to talk about it. And I'm afraid we're moving into a period where the marketplace is moving so fast, you can no longer take ethics for granted. And so that's the continuum I'm thinking of with the ethics. From your standpoint, from a conversational intelligence standpoint, we've taken conversation for granted for years. I think the same forces that are causing us problems right now are causing us to not be able to take that for granted anymore. What do you think?
We can't.
You see the connection between conversational and ethics?
It is the most important vital connection right now. If we can make that, then the globe has a chance to survive. I mean, we're at a place of somebody could push a button in Korea, North Korea, in a second.
Right.
And we're trying to work that out now. It's just on, it's being discussed everywhere. How do we stop that finger from pushing down? Because in one moment we get pissed off and angry at somebody.
Yep.
We have to have different standards. And this is what's fascinating in the brain.
The thing I'm concerned about, Judith, is we have the guy in North Korea as a boogeyman. And what I'm saying is we're about to acquire their digital leverage to make all of us potential boogeymen.
That's correct. And that's why this is a global conversation.
Yeah.
Every time we wake up and I talk, I go any place and people say, talk to me about the ethics of the world right now on the planet, right? We've got to figure this out better. And so I do believe that Trump came into the world to help raise the consciousness. It was not that his point of view is always the best by any means.
Right.
It's the consciousness. It's the first time.
He's shaking things up for sure. That's the case.
Shaking it up.
Hold on to that thought. I need your website quickly, Judy.
Okay, www.creatingwe.com.
All right, so check it out. We're going to take a quick break and come back. And when Judy comes back, we're going to talk about what does it take? What's it going to take, folks, for us to be more conscious of our conversations and our ethics?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.